Friday, the 1st of April.
Okay. Wow.
Feel better now?
Listen, I felt fine when I got up hours ago. April Fools, it is Monday, the 1st of April. All right, so there will be a lot of time devoted today to, in addition to conversations about the best stories of the day, a lot of radio programs will have the usual foolishness going on. Not so here. We don't ever stoop to those. We never go down that path. We wouldn't stoop to the silliness. But... I said, but actually, I don't understand. Jennifer's angry at me this morning.
I am. I'm a little ticked off.
And it's not, it was about an April Fool's thing that we were going. It was actually well planned out. And I was innocent, actually, although Jennifer doesn't think I'm innocent in all of this. We had concocted a scheme, Richie.
Yeah.
And you were going to be a willing participant, even though Jennifer, smart cookie that she is, had figured out a way to get around you. Or now it may be that I was the guy who's going to get jobbed because I don't trust you any further than I can throw you.
Why not?
Because I, even in your voice, I can hear the smile in your voice. So this is, I'm beginning to think
I wouldn't do that.
I may be the one who was had in all of this. And
see, this is why I think April Fool's Day should be outlawed. Next to Groundhog's Day is my least favorite dumb holiday. It's like, ugh.
It's not a holiday. It's just dumb.
Well, you know what it is.
But
whatever
it
is. A day
but
of
most
dedication.
Of the stuff that's dumb is fun. Richie's gotten me a couple of times over the years. Was one of it was with the car. You were going to sell me the, give me the car back or something, wasn't? Didn't that happen a couple of years ago?
No. The 68 Camaro convertible that I bought for you, from you, I told you that I was selling it and making a nice
right,
profit.
Making them a lot of money.
I made a lot of money.
Richie always likes to say, get the hook out of your mouth.
And it was like the year after
that.
You had sold it to me for a, for a nice price.
Right.
And I had told you that I found some guy on it, overseas that was willing to pay just crazy money for it.
Right, yeah. So. But yesterday, I started the day early by wishing Richie a happy Easter. A few expletives involved.
Yeah, that was weird.
Why, did you see that?
I saw the email.
That's the way he always, that's how he always does it to me.
And then,
happy birthday, or
no, happy whatever. Happy
I didn't get any Easter greetings from you, by the way.
You don't
from
want the kind of greetings he sends me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't send her the kind of greetings that I send to you. I wouldn't send her to Kenny either. I just send that to you and me. That's all that is. So anyway, Jennifer had this. Jennifer is going to be on assignment later on today, and we were going to cook up this thing whereby I fired her on the air.
And it just didn't work.
But it would have worked because Rich didn't. I didn't even know the whole scheme. I sent
the
Rich email
gets
first.
Every year. Rich is kind of mean with these
people. Well, he does. Yeah, he sets this. I don't know that he hasn't
every,
set this up.
I am not mean.
You get us every year.
And just having a little fun.
And so there happened to be this thing where there might have been something that could have been construed in our industry that I could have been leaving the show perhaps without telling you.
Yeah.
And that is something that I would never, ever, I mean, never, ever, ever do.
No.
And so, but I got a few calls from Doug, from our general manager, Bob, from Rich McFadden. Well, I was on vacation last week.
Well, you were part of the, it was clear that you were part of the mix in this decision.
But it
was made.
There was an opening at a radio station, and Jen has been helping out at that radio station. And the person who is leaving left a departing message in such a way in the publicity, the trade publicity, that it made it sound like Jen was all over that job.
Right.
So everybody's calling me, and I'm on vacation. I had no idea what everybody's talking about.
Well, this person who got fired was angry at you because you were in there. Anyway, it had nothing
really
to do with
it. She really thinks you're the one that's taking the job.
She might. And by the way, until they make an announcement today, it could be me. Wink, wink, wink. So Rich calls me because he got to me first and he said, what's this all about? And I had no idea. So then I finally figure out what's going on. And I'm like, I don't know what it all means, but that, you know, not the case, blah, blah, blah. And so then I get an email from Doug and I tell Rich, I'm like, oh, even Doug emailed me. And so Rich is like, well, stop, wait, stop. You have to get Doug. It's April Fool's Day on Monday. You have to let him think that you're accepting an offer because when you and I went to Vegas, something inappropriate happened.
Right. What was that? You
between
paid for
Rich
lunch?
And I.
Yeah, right.
And it's just too uncomfortable for me working around you guys.
Which something inappropriate did happen, but I liked it. So, yeah, you know, it was fine. So this was all supposed to play out today. We were hoping that Evan and Ken were going to get in on it, and I was going to let it happen, and I thought, gosh, I can't do that to Doug all weekend. That's terrible, blah, blah, blah.
All right, I didn't worry about it.
Well, no, so I called Doug, and I talked to him, and I said, look, here's the deal. Rich always tries to prank us. Let's turn the prank around on him. Okay, so we'll carry this plan out like Rich and I thought, but here's what you do. You react to it in this way. And so I even went through and sent him some scenarios about how he wants to change the show around, or maybe he wants to add an additional person to the show. You know, he could have picked any of these scenarios.
So wait a minute. You're too much of a wuss to prank him.
No, I just was thinking about it.
On me.
I was talking to my mom, actually. This has nothing to do with...
I knew you were going
to
get off the phone and get with your mom.
This has nothing to do with the wussness factor. This is... We were sitting there, and she's like... And I was like, you know, and Rich is... This is a big deal to Rich. He tries to get us every year. And my mom's like, why don't you prank him?
Okay, so here were the scenarios. We might as well carry this out. Here's scenario number one.
I'm like, pick whatever you want. Right. And here's some ideas.
Right. You're glad I'm leaving because you want to take the show back. You don't like all of us contributing. You just want to do the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You're good at everybody.
That I would have totally bought.
Not out of the realm of possibility.
You can't believe Rich would do that, and you want Michael to run the show from now on and set up with Rich. Next. You're glad I'm leaving because you're thinking about adding Meredith to the mix.
That was my favorite, by the way.
Yeah, that'll be hers, too, I'm sure, when she hears it. Another one was you suspected something went on in Vegas because Maria mentioned it to you because Rich is always hitting on her.
Those are all so good, and they went to waste.
Good. None of them believable, though.
No, but would that be
good? What happened? Well, where'd you guys check it out?
Well, she chickened out because she thought when I said to you, no, here's what when I sent you after I wished you a happy Easter, then the other email, the next one was,
don't try anything.
Yeah, I'm on to your stuff.
I'm hip to your stuff.
Right. It wasn't stuff. I didn't use the word stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, I have no knowledge of what you're speaking of.
So then Rich sends me that email and says, chicken, and gets on me. So I'm like, well, the game is over. Everything is over.
No, it wasn't, though. You see, that was it because I hadn't read all of your scenarios.
No, but you told Rich that you were onto his stuff.
But I just told him that in general because he usually tries to get one over on me. And I'm just, everything he says today, I'm listening to with a jaundiced ear.
Well, in any case, I think April Fool's Day is stupid. And I'm terrible at it, obviously.
Yeah,
I can't prank anybody. Yeah,
so what's the best?
I'm never partnering up with you for
it. Oh, come on. Well, that
was so good. This could have been so good.
You know what? I wouldn't put beyond him, Jennifer, except you have to go to the other thing in the next hour. I wouldn't be so sure that he hasn't done something with Roberta.
Well,
because Roberta's been very quiet all weekend.
What? You know what?
Right.
We can still get one over on Roberta. She's not hip to any of this.
Yeah, just tell her that you fired me. You could actually pull this prank on her.
Okay.
Actually, Jen, you can stick around, and we can pull it on her on the air.
Just we'll have to do it real quick at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we could invite people to call in and say that they're very upset that Jennifer's leaving the show.
Yeah, you guys could all get on it, too. You could be rallying around.
That was my plan.
Right. So, all right. So, everybody who's listening, stick around the next hour, and you can create
mayhem. Because we know that Roberta's not.
There's no way she's awake.
No. Right. And maybe I'll even get Meredith, although I don't know what she had to leave early. I think she has to leave early. Maybe I'll call her and see if she'll get in on it.
She should be the host to replace me when her
yeah. Well, she's got an interview at CRN this morning.
Aw, she would have been so good. And Rich always gets us. I was so proud of myself.
He's not over yet.
But remember that year when you got us saying that you were going for a colonoscopy or something? I don't remember. It was something stupid. Yeah.
Well, the best one was the...
I actually got a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
But I told you guys that I went to the Subdudes concert.
Right. I do remember
that. Yeah, you
and then we had the year when Megan and Brendan hosted the whole program because I was arrested.
Yeah, well, you were
meanwhile, I was sitting on the couch behind them.
Which you were eventually arrested.
I was, yeah. It was a couple of years later, though. 888-302-3684. Okay, so it is our job today to give you ideas. You can. We'll have our own.
I don't want to take any ideas from us. Apparently, we suck at this.
No,
you're good.
Here's one
terrible.
For parents. Before your children leave for school today, slip some heavy objects like cans of soup, Take the backpack. Put
an anvil.
Or you can inflate a bunch of small balloons.
Bowling ball.
And fill all the empty space in the backpack with balloons.
A body with cement on their feet. That'll be really funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
That'll show those kids.
All right. So enough foolishness.
Your Playboy collection. Yeah, whatever.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw down rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
All right, so the Easter dinner that you had yesterday, I visited both my niece and my sister. So I got the double whammy, great mashed potatoes. That's the best part about yesterday, was the great mashed potatoes. I had some jelly beans, that sort of stuff. How about you? What's your favorite thing to sneak out of your child's Easter basket? Jelly beans, Cadbury eggs, Reese's eggs, Peeps, anything chocolate, or do you not steal anything from your children? Check that out. Poll of the day today at DougStefan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Good Day program, Monday the 1st of April. Marty Green from our affiliate WAYY will be here with us in the next half hour. It's always sort of a tradition we started, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. Richie, Marty comes on, he's a big Cubs fan, so we can give him a big boo for that. He loves baseball. He talks
about
like
the Cubs. They're
like the Cubs.
I know, but it's just, it's April Fool's. We can fool them into thinking that we don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, but the right? Cubs, you know, they're not going to win anything. So.
There's no threat to us.
Right. Get too worried about it. Anyway, some facts and figures about the new baseball season. I was mistakenly, nobody corrected me on this, which I'm sort of surprised about, because last week I was saying the first games were on Tuesday. In fact, first games are today.
That's because we don't really listen to you.
Thank you.
Sorry,
silly. What a silly boy. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, the cur that he is. Jennifer Horn, sad for her reality. Ken Kessler, you may be the only one left here with me after all of this is over. Because I guarantee you that Meredith wouldn't come on. She would not become a participant in all of this. I know that. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is another April Fool's Day prank involving YouTube. They're claiming that the site is shutting down. All the videos will be reviewed over the next 10 years to find the best one. Here's the audio from this.
We are so close to the end. Tonight at midnight, YouTube.com will no longer be accepting entries. After 8 amazing years, it is finally time to review everything that has been uploaded to our site and begin the process of selecting a winner.
We started YouTube in 2005 as a contest with a simple goal to find the best video in the world. We had no idea we'd get such a great response. You've uploaded over 70 hours of footage every minute, and we've been blown away by the variety, imagination, and anything goes spirit that has driven the competition.
We are all storytellers. That's what pulled me into this contest. You know, like stories of how to Photoshop and stories about the Hobbit trailer HD. I encourage everybody to watch as many videos as possible before YouTube deletes everything tonight.
Every video that has been uploaded to our site will be reviewed by our staff of 30,000 technicians. They'll narrow down the submissions, and then our steam panel will select the best video, which will be announced when the website goes back online in 2023, featuring the winner of YouTube and nothing else. Our team of judges is made up of distinguished film critics, YouTube celebrities, and some of our most prolific commenters.
Yes, it's a product unboxing, but I think it adds to the product unboxing genre, and it subverts our expectations as an audience.
I don't suck, you suck, and so is this video.
Look, I'm pretty sure that the first 10 minutes of Citizen Kane is great, but what I love about Epic Skateboard Fail is that it's short, it's funny, and it's straight to the point.
But is it the best video on YouTube?
We're going to have the same conversation about all 150,000 videos that we watch. It's an amazing process.
We always said that this shouldn't be a popularity contest. Gangnam Style has the same chance of winning as a video with 40 views of a man feeding bread to a duck.
Of course I'm hoping to win, but even if I've inspired just one person to go out and harass people on the beach, that's something. something I still feel pretty good about.
And better win. Otherwise, all those years traveling the world were just an expensive waste of time.
My strategy from day one has always been post as many videos as possible. I mean, that's all about shots on goal.
It's important that you keep pushing yourself. We challenge ourselves every day to think of groups of people who could react to some video that people already know about. Hopefully the judges appreciate the risks that we take as artists.
When we heard about the contest, we spent months trying to come up with the best idea.
Charlie bit my finger, and I was like,
right.
Write that down.
I did dancing.
My dad put a lot of money
into this dental surgery I didn't even need, just so we can win this contest.
The kid who
got the dentist thing.
It's not just about the recognition.
Right, sure, anyway, we'll have some fun. There's a lot of it's good material.
And it's, you know, what's neat is to see the Charlie Bit My Finger kids growing up.
Yeah. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. What's more aggravating than getting a speeding ticket? It's getting a speeding ticket when you're out of state. And here's what you need to know about dealing with that situation. If you get cited for speeding out of state, you better not ignore it. There's something called the Non-Resident Violator Compact. And guess what? It's valid in 44 states. It means if you ignore a ticket, your home state will be notified, and it could result in your license being suspended there. Now, each state varies in its rules. For example, North Carolina has a mandatory court appearance. Ask the officer who issues the ticket or contact the county court to find out if you're expected to show up or how you can possibly waive that. So how can you avoid all this? Well, of course, don't speed. But it doesn't always work out that way. According to the National Motorist Association, Florida is the state most likely to issue speeding tickets, with Georgia and Nevada tying for second. And of course, there are those dreaded speed traps. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice, with membership starting at $99. You don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we're supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'm Doug. Jennifer is here. Ken Kessler is here. It's a good day program for Monday, the 1st of April. I made a mistake, which I'm sure Marty Green from WAYY, who'll join us in a few minutes, will be happy to bring me around. He's got some news about what's going on in Houston that may impact you, Richie, and all baseball fans. Houston, though, I did not know that Houston played last night, but apparently it's something that everybody knows except me. Because they do it the Sunday night before, the big right. Sunday night game before the season actually gets out. Or do they play the same team every year?
No.
No, it just starts early. So. I mean, that's just when the season kind of officially starts, but today's like the big day.
So Easter is when the season starts? Sunday in March.
Yeah, the Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, what?
Sunday before April 1st.
Is April 1st always baseball day? Here's a chance for you guys to get me.
Usually.
Yes, it's always April Fool's Day. Go sound smart somewhere else.
So that's the way you're going to be today, huh?
I can't trust any of you today. Holy moly.
What do you mean today?
thank you.
If you're wondering what's going on, Jennifer and I and Richie, Kenny was the only one who was not a participant, at least as far as I know. We were all trying to get each other, and as a result, the whole thing fell apart on April Fool's. Although I'm not sure we can't still do it. We'll work on a couple of other members of the staff later on during the course of the morning, so you might want to stick around if your station goes away. For example, WLNI in Lynchburg usually carries the first couple of hours of the program, and then they have their own local program after us. But today that's not the case. We'll be there so we can have a few yucks on them, Richie. One way or the other.
April Fool's.
April Fool's. I tried to get Evan to find April Love so we could sing April Fool's around it before you came in.
Good job, Evan.
He was so flustered by what was going on earlier, he couldn't find
it. We should have gotten him. We could have probably, that would have been fun. We should have gotten
him. It's easy. Yeah, you can get him easily.
We should just do it next Monday.
Yeah, Evan's always walking around with a hook in his mouth waiting for somebody to pull it.
Absolutely.
You guys are going to make him cry.
That's the goal, Ken.
one of the things about this program that people like is that we have a lot of fun, and it's clean, it's good, it's wholesome. We're all about the family, and we're wondering whether
except
you
except for today, bleep, yeah, bleep, bleep,
what did you have for Easter dinner was our question on Friday on the poll at DougSteffen.com. 40% of you said ham. 26% said nothing special. Let's see here. 13% said didn't make plans yet as of Friday or Saturday. 8% of you ate out. 9% said, when's Easter again? 3% said turkey. I would have rather I did have a little bit of ham at my niece's house. I made a couple of rounds last night. Nothing better than a little family fun and a good free meal. That's what I say. My sister is going out to Los Angeles. She's having lunch. She's doing a family runaround. They're going to Hawaii.
Ooh.
And so she's having lunch today with
Brendan. Does she want to pick me up on the way?
No, you have other things to do that are more important.
I know.
Yeah. So as we are family, and you are family, one of the big things on Easter weekend is cooking. You may or may not have seen the recipe. We post our official chef and cook here is Louis DeAngelis. So you'll see a spot for him set aside, right-hand side of the homepage. Go down below the Good Day crowdfunding announcement, and a picture of me and vroom, 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 and you'll see where his picture is. Click on that. And the recipe, it was very cool, was honey-baked ham glazed at home. You need, let's see here, half a cup of apple juice, right?
Yep.
Half a cup of orange juice, half a cup
sugar.
Of brown sugar, half
and
a cup
some
of
honey.
Honey. You mix it all together and pour it over the ham and baste the ham while it's cooking. I bet that tasted really,
yeah,
really
good. One of those little handheld torches just to kind of glaze it.
Yeah, did you try this? Did you cook this?
I haven't tried it yet, but it's, instead of waiting in line, making an appointment for one of those
$50
hams.
Oh, those honey-baked hams are popular.
Yeah, why not do it yourself? Right. It's easy enough.
All right, so...
Plus,
if you
can use a blowtorch.
I know, that's awesome.
On a piece of meat.
I love that.
Yeah. So, if you have a picture of what you did yesterday exercise-wise at home, I don't mean exercise, I mean exercising Easter, good food, family, maybe you had... an outside meal. I call my. You know what I used yesterday for the first time, Richie?
What's that?
That thing on the iPhone, the iPad. It's called. Is it Friends? Friendship? Friend? Something or other? Where you hook up to somebody else with a video?
Oh, FaceTime.
FaceTime. That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun thing.
We got my sister out in Minnesota, and we had my niece had the gall to ask me which of the two of us was older.
And your answer was?
My older sister. She's my older sister.
Oh, she's your older sister.
Older sister, right, anyway.
Well, it could be that she's older than your younger sister, so then she is your older sister without really being older than you. See?
Yeah, well, okay.
Thank you. Get it?
So here's what we would like you to do.
I did not.
You've
get
got
that
some
at all.
Good photos. It's all right. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Photos of what you had this past weekend that was fun around the home. Maybe you'd like to post them. Tag your best photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter. Share your photos, and you might see them on HGTV. HGTV wants your photos, want to see what happened at your home this weekend. So make sure you send them along. Again, it's send the photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter. Share them, and look at HGTV. You can see your photos posted right there on HGTV.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamin B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Team, if they don't win, it's a shame. It's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. I made an executive decision here today because the weekend was supposed to be peace, calm, and love, based on the fact that it was Easter weekend. And every other headline that there is today that we might normally be talking about, whether it's the nuclear power plant accident in Arkansas, North Korea, and its nukes, the district attorney that was shot down in Texas, the car crash that killed 3 people in Alaska, another car crash on Interstate 70, was it 77? I mean, just everywhere was a mess. But today is the first day of the baseball season.
Yay!
And also is the week of the birthday of my friend Marty. Marty Green from WAYY is going to be 76 this week.
Happy birthday.
Happy 70.
Wait a minute, Marty. You're supposed to play around. April Fools.
Yeah, but when you make someone older, they don't play.
Yeah, they're not playing with
that. You're like, you're going to be 24 today. Well, yes, I am.
Okay. All right. So you've been on WAYY for how many years?
Well, I've been here since 1976, so 35, 36, whatever it is. But
and how many? When did I first? When did I meet you? How long ago was that? It must have been 25 years ago, right?
Right after you started the show.
Yeah, so it would have been 25 years ago. Very cool.
Yeah.
And we have been on AYY in Eau Claire for a long, good long time, which is not a bad thing. How much of a fan, in terms of your listeners on WAYY, are the average Eau Clairean? How's that? Is that what we call people from Eau Claire? Eau Clairean?
I guess so.
Yeah. You never had, nobody asked you that before, right?
No.
What is an Eau Clairean? What, somebody who lives in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 888-302-3684, what do you call yourselves? And am I okay calling you Eau Clairians? What did you say?
Cheeseheads.
Cheesehead. No, no, that's they're farther up the road for that, right?
No, we're all Packer fans over here too. So
really?
We're cheeseheads.
All right, so you're cheese. But no, you got to be for people that don't care about the cheesers, and then we got to call them something official like Eau Clairians. I kind of like Eau Clairians actually. That's a good thing.
Whatever you say.
Thank you. All right, so you have been a sad fan of the Cubbies for a long time. We always have this Red Sox-Cubs conversation when you come on, but this is just a way of celebrating the beginning of the baseball season. And when you actually get down to brass tacks and you look at some of the things that either are good about the game or not so good about the game, what do you think is the best thing, never mind about the specific teams, but about what goes on as we feel the essence of the beginning of the season?
Well, spring is in the air. That's one thing that, and we've had such a rough winter here that everybody's thinking about baseball. Football is the number one sport in America. We all know that. But
yes.
Baseball is what America is all about, and especially if you're a Red Sox or Cubs fan, it's about loyalty. It's about hope.
Hope being the key word there, Marty.
That are rebuilding right now, too.
Richie says hope is the key word.
I've been a Cub fan since 1948, and it's spring eternal for the Cubs and the Red Sox, and we're starting today in Pittsburgh, and the Yankees are playing the Red Sox in New York, so spring is on its way.
Okay, so last night Houston played, who was it they played last night?
The Texas Rangers.
The Rangers, okay.
Rangers.
So one of the things... you were just mentioning the Yankees playing the Red Sox. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, how much does he make?
$29 million, and he doesn't even play because he's injured and he'll be out almost half the season,
okay.
At least.
So there you go.
$29 million.
All right. And what does the entire roster of the Houston Astros team make?
$25 million, and if you take off some of the bonuses, it's more like... $18 million,
okay.
The whole team.
So how is this fair? You're talking about fairness and good sportsmanship and that sort of thing. Now, I bet you the Kansas City team, some of the other teams that are in the Midwest that aren't in the big cities, I'll bet that they have the same payroll as the Astros, under 25, maybe under 20 million, for the whole team. So
Kansas City's down there. The Minnesota Twins are down there. Pittsburgh Pirates are not great. But Houston has taken it to a new level. This is about the lowest annual salary since the Marlins had a fire sale a few years ago. And so the Yankees and the Angels and the Dodgers and the Cubs are still way up there. And usually the Red Sox, but again, the Red Sox are rebuilding, so their payroll isn't quite as high as it was a few years ago.
So $29 million for a player who will not maybe even play for half of the season. And how is it that this guy, is it his agent? Do the fans support the Yankees more because he's there to the tune? Can they actually account for the team making $29 million more dollars because A-Rod is there?
When he got this contract, which was 6, 7, 8 years ago, it was the largest contract in the history of baseball, and it went on for like 10 years, 11 years, and so a lot of times fans think that the owners of some of these teams have lost their minds, but I'll say one thing for the Yankees. Since George Steinbrenner died, the younger Steinbrenners that are running the team have brought their payroll down a little bit, but the New York Yankees will always have the number one payroll.
Actually, I'm looking at an ESPN article, or Sports Business
Daily. It's the Dodgers this year.
And the Dodgers are outpaying the Yankees by $3 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because Magic Johnson just came in and bought the team with his group of people. And an article I was reading yesterday said, as you can tell, I'm a little bit of a Dodger fan, Marty. As you can tell, we not only have paid this much for a team, but he's ready to pay more as the season goes on. I mean, they're
$228 million, the payroll at Los Angeles.
That's
10 times what the Houston team is, all of them.
It still comes down to chemistry. That's the thing. You can have, and the Lakers saw that this year in basketball. The Lakers spent a lot of money on a team that is mediocre at best, and that's because these big personalities, they all have to manage to gel together. But, you know, the Dodgers spent some money on pitching, and hopefully it will pay off because that's
right,
where we were
starting. So handicap the season, Marty, for us. Marty Green from WAYY here. Handicap.
The team that is most favored to win it all this year is the Detroit Tigers. They have chemistry. They have a pretty good sized payroll. But Jennifer is absolutely right. You can try to buy a pennant. And in football, Snyder in Washington has tried to do that for many years. And if you don't have chemistry in baseball or football, you can't win.
So how does it?
I think my Nationals might have something to say about those Tigers, Marty.
Oh, we love the Nationals. We have a kid from here pitching for your team, Jordan Zimmerman.
Oh, Jordan
is
great.
From right outside Eau Claire. Love the Washington Nationals.
So wait a minute. How is it that under the circumstances, the Cubs are the, never mind. Let's go to Detroit. How do they support a team there when everybody's broke in Detroit? How can they pay this kind of money and expect to get it back from the fans in the stands?
the one thing I've followed about Detroit is, as bad as the city is, they love their baseball team, and their attendance is still good. So people find a way to go to the ball games.
All right, Marty, happy birthday this week. Thank you for giving us a little of the old. Take us out to the ball game, Richie.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The first day of baseball, very nice, very cool. Also, and it really is. I mean, the Houston game last night didn't count. I don't even think the team, Alex Rodriguez, and that whole business about him making $29 million versus the whole team down in Houston, how can they really compete? How can any of these teams compete? That's the question of the day. That'll be the,
they won 8-2, so.
64. Houston won 8-2?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't play the Yankees.
No, they played the Rangers.
Yeah. So how are
Rangers
the Rangers?
Are a good team, though.
Yeah. Are they? Okay. All right. So anyway, rhetorical questions. Time now for us to have a little tech talk. It's tech talk time on Good Day. Shelley Palmer is our reporter, and today he's going to talk with us about T-Mobile abandoning the 2-year contract model in favor of a monthly plan. That ought to bring a lot of people around to them. Let's find out in a moment as Shelley reports to us just after this on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
If you're lost in a home,
or you're sick, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, T-Mobile recently announced it would no longer force customers into two-year contracts, instead offering monthly plans starting at $50. That price point includes unlimited talking and texting and 500 megabytes of 4G data and unlimited 2G data after that. For $70 a month, just $20 more, you get unlimited 4G data for a single phone. But no more contracts means a change in the way T-Mobile subsidizes phone prices. You could get an iPhone from Verizon for $199 instead of $649 from T. With no contracts, T-Mobile is charging an upfront cost plus a monthly fee to make up the difference. An iPhone 5 on T-Mobile will cost you $99 upfront and $20 a month for 24 months, which certainly sounds like a contract to me. But no, you don't get to keep the phone if you stop paying your monthly bill. Compare prices carefully and remember, there's no free lunch and no free phones. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional finance.
Doug Stephens, Good Day program. You heard last week we were talking and there was a press release that went out to a lot of the trades about the Good Day crowdfunding reality show that will launch at Good Day. Today is the first day of the crowdfunding itself. So if you go to DougStephan.com, right-hand side of the homepage, everybody can do this. Kenny, you can do it. Jennifer, Richie, you click onto the Good Day crowdfunding logo there, and it brings you to the landing page with lots of information about how you can work with the folks that are working with me at Startup America, which is basically the term the president gave to this. We need to start up America, so that's what we're doing by producing this incubator. There's going to be a contest on the radio program every week. The first campaign starts today. There's a lot of buzz about this, and you can find out about how some of the other very successful crowd funds have taken place. We explain the membership. Mike Hayes, who is one of my partners in this, who's been a broadcaster for 25 years and has gotten the gist of crowdfunding. This is an opportunity for us to teach you the principles of successful crowdfunding, which can be used to help you start a business, to help you help somebody. There are all kinds of things. If you click on, there's one more click through here, and go to Indiegogo, you can see all of the various crowd funds that are now taking place with people raising money to help someone who's sick, someone who is starting a special project in school. It's amazing what you can find. So check it out for yourself. The Good Day crowd.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.